The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
She for madness, it's a madness that we have.
It's named after our last name.
And because something about drugs that we don't really know or and have never watched.
No, but we know of it. And there's a musical version that we need to watch, too.
That everyone keeps messaging us that we should probably watch so we finally understand our own reference. Welcome to She for Madness. This is another coronavirus episode in which we read reviews that you have sent to us that you found that pertain to the current global crisis, also known as COVID-19.
Thank you for that informative introduction.
I studied broadcast journalism, if you didn't know that. So sometimes I like to, show off my chops.
Wow, they're incredible.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, this is All Things Considered. And we're going to go ahead and
this is actually one thing considered. And
very few things considered.
Very few things. Few things considered with Alex and Christine and not Michelle Norris.
That's our title. She for Madness. Few things considered. Okay. We crack ourselves
that's
up.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, Zandy. I don't know so why.
Dumb. Okay. This is so dumb.
Okay.
It's a bonus episode. We can do what we want. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to read something.
Thank you.
So here's an email from Lauren who says, "Hello, Schieffer Sibs. Hope you are staying healthy and sane."
No, not to the second part.
or the first part based on my recent eating habits. But I was browsing face masks on Amazon at my mom's urging following the CDC's recommendation that we all wear face masks. And I found some reviews. So here we go. So I'm going to read one by Sunny. This is a 1-star review titled, "Please Refund Me, Cancel. Verified purchase. I don't want these, as they are from China, and the advertisement photo has a USA flag." End of review.
What if it's because she's just mad about the USA? Like, she's really thrilled it's from China, but she's like, and that USA flag really turns me off.
You know what? Let's pretend that.
Let's put it the other
way
around.
That makes me feel better.
For once.
For once, it's the opposite. I have a feeling it's not, though. But I love how that was their way of trying to get a refund, was write this review and say, "Please refund me, cancel."
Cancel!
Like, you put in, it's like one of those old, like, text-based games, like the original Oregon Trail, I think, was text-based, where you, like, type something in, and then it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they grew up on,
so. Unfortunately.
Very unfortunate.
You have died of typhoid, and nobody can save you.
And now here's a 5-star review titled, "These are for fashion, not COVID," written by I Don't Have a Pen Name. "For years, Asian countries have been using these types of masks for fashion statements. These aren't filtered masks. If you're looking for something to protect you, I recommend asking your neighbor Karen, who's hoarding them." End of review.
Oh my god. But also, like, they can be both.
Yeah, they can be.
I just bought a mask on Etsy that you are going to hate. And
It has lemons on it.
It has lemons all over it, and it's so beautiful. And beautiful. Guess what? It counts because we're supposed to wear masks now and to keep others safe from our germs. And they don't necessarily, they're not, you know, N95 masks.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, you can't get those.
Exactly.
And you probably shouldn't get those because those should be reserved for people who actually are in those, in certain healthcare industries. Anyway, but yeah, Karen's hoarding all of them. That probably is true.
Karen, I mean, and she's just a surgeon and she gets all of those fucking masks for herself. It's fucking so unfair. It's just like, give them some to me. Give those unfashionable masks to me, please.
You know how I got my first, well, actually my first and only mask? I've been like washing it.
Yeah. How much? I mean, how? Where? Oh, I do remember.
through Postmates. I was.
This is the most LA bullshit ever.
It was as like things were kind of starting to begin. So this was, I want to say, yeah, it was in March, and I ordered from Postmates, and I forget what I was even ordering. I think it was like vegan milkshakes or something weird. Like, I was just in a mood. I was like, I need a vegan milkshake. And I looked through, and they offered like gloves and masks. And I was like, well, maybe I could use a mask. That would probably be smart if like I go anywhere, because I hadn't left in whatever, however long. And it's really come in handy.
Yeah.
And I got a nice reusable mask.
Because now legally we have to wear one when we leave in LA. I guess mine's on par with that. I got my I got one of mine by ordering beer from a local brewery, and during pickup that you just pop at the Golden Road in Glendale, you just pop your trunk, they put the beer in, and with it comes a like bandana.
What? Golden Road? Wait, I didn't know about any of this.
Oh, Zandy.
You drove all the way to Glendale?
Zandy.
Christina, you didn't tell me any of this.
Oh, man. It's because I wanted all of it to myself. I could do another pickup today if you want.
Let's go.
Okay, because it was really nice. And you get in a little drive. Eva told me about it. You get in a drive-thru, and then you pop your trunk, and they just carry your order, put it in the trunk. Yeah. And it comes with like a bandana, like a mask bandana.
That's hilarious.
And it
amazing.
Says it's pink and it says Golden Road on the bandana.
That's smart.
Okay this is a aside.
Anyway, where are we?
We're very far gone. We've just left the planet. But I'm going to read this review. So this first one is from Becca, she, her, and she says, I've been a huge fan of your podcast. I really appreciate the extra content. Podcasts are getting me through my workday lately, #essential. For a moment, I thought she was calling us essential, but she's explaining that she's essential, which makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I came across a post on Nextdoor, you know, that fun app.
Of course.
That I think could qualify as a review.
And for those who don't know Nextdoor, that's an app where you want to describe it? It's like
sure.
A neighborhood.
Yeah, it's kind of like a neighborhood watch app, basically. So everyone, you actually have to prove your address or enter your address, but you get entered into a group of your neighbors who can discuss things that are going on within your neighborhood and, like, I don't know, gossip or complain or share Ring doorbell pictures. Happens a lot when people steal packages. That's like the most common one here in LA. But it's also helpful for, like, I helped a dog find his home because of Nextdoor.
Yeah.
You know, Tank.
Good old Tank.
So, Rebecca says, I live in Vancouver, Washington, right down the street from the Taco Bell in the Post. I do agree the situation is unfortunate, but this post made me laugh and I had to share. Thanks. Hope all is well for you, Becca.
Okay. I thought they meant that movie. Wasn't there a movie?
What?
Never mind. Ignore me.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's hard to ignore you when you're,
sorry.
Browsing desperately.
I wanted to make sure I'm not crazy. I thought they meant the Taco Bell, like, in The Post, the movie The Post. Have you seen that movie?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's about the Washington Post.
Oh!
And, like, the...
but, like, not about a Taco Bell.
No, not remotely. And not the same Washington, either.
What? Right, okay, I understand.
But,
I see the connections.
It just was like, I was like, what post? The movie?
I see the extremely...
And I'm like, interesting. I didn't know there's a Taco Bell in that very serious movie.
I see the extremely faint connections you've created.
I'm
sorry.
I can't with this
what
day.
She meant was she's...
I get it now. I'm dumb.
Well,
no one else
I'll
is.
Clarify. Okay. She lives right down the street from the Taco Bell in this next door. That's mentioned in this next door post.
Becca, so, I'm sorry that was necessary. It had to be explained to me.
Also,
it was not your fault.
It was not necessary. Oh, okay. That part apparently had to be necessary. So this, I'm going to read to you. And, like, I agree that, like, this is one of those where I'm like, okay, I get where you're coming from, but it's just so wild that I just have to read it. Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
This is by Melody. The subject is dining safety with Taco Bell in Salmon Creek. I wasn't sure if I was going to even post my concerns or not, but after thinking about this since it happened to me Saturday evening, 44 hours ago...
I'm sorry.
That's... She counted from 0 to 44 to find the exact hour. And by the time, it was originally 40, but then by the time she finally counted all the way back, she's like, shit, we got it 4 more hours. Not so stupid, sorry. I decided that I should at least inform you all of this because it is a health risk issue. I also really didn't know what to do with what happened. So my boyfriend went to Taco Bell in Salmon Creek and ordered dinner. When he brought me my dinner, which was a chicken chalupa supreme, I took...
I'm sorry. This is, I don't know why everything is funny to me
But like, I know exactly why, because you're still picturing the post, the movie.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You're just putting this all in the context of that drama, that political drama.
Oh my God.
When he brought me my dinner, which was a chicken chalupa dinner, it just gets wilder. I'm so sorry.
This is, for the record, this is in my head, Meryl Streep. Who's in that movie, so.
Oh my God. When he brought me my dinner, which was a chicken chalupa supreme, I took a bite and set it down, and this perfectly round tomato, I thought, rolled off the top.
Wait, okay. Does the I thought have to do with the tomato? Like, what, they thought it was a tomato, or they thought it rolled, or they thought it was off the top, they thought it was perfectly round?
I have to find out.
Was it something that wasn't a tomato? Oh, God. Was it like a clown nose? Like, what could possibly be red and tomato-like? Okay, I'm scared.
And this perfectly round tomato, I thought, rolled off the top. So I picked it up thinking how cute it was, so tiny and perfect. However, it was not a tomato. It was a jelly bean.
What? Wait.
Oh my God.
How? I'm trying to rationalize.
I know that sometimes we share pictures for patrons. Can we please just share this for everyone when we share? Because there's a picture of it. Because, like, you need to see it to understand this.
Sure. But, like, I think this is a good opportunity to not post a selfie for our Instagram and just post a picture of a jelly bean.
Okay. It was a jelly bean. I was so angry at that point. I just couldn't believe it, especially during these very serious times with the COVID-19 pandemic happening and how very important food safety should be anyways, especially now. I was floored to find this in my food. I called the Taco Bell and the manager was kind, but definitely not as concerned as I would think he should be regarding this issue. Sure, I got my money back for the chalupa, and when my boyfriend went to get my money, they made him another chalupa plus a drink and cinnamon twist, which I wasn't interested in eating anymore. I did appreciate the gesture and all, but it still really worries me.
I'm picturing the manager, like, hanging the phone up and looking around like, who the fuck put a jelly bean in their chalupa?
And Frank's back there, like, eating jelly beans. Like, oh, was shit, it me? Boss. Was it me?
I mean, come on. What is going on? But I do also want to comment on how she's like, now I was angry, as if there was, like, reason to be angry before. But, like, it was just the jelly bean that just sent her over the edge.
I know.
Like, she's constantly on this state of, like, on the edge.
I mean, but aren't we all during this crisis?
True. Okay, I can't blame her for that.
But
right.
To be fair, what I wondered was, like, the jelly bean rolled off, and then her just immediate reaction is, like, fury. Like, I feel like I'd be confused.
For some reason, I'm picturing, like, Hades and
Hercules.
Hercules and
the
how he, like,
animated
like, freaks
film.
Out.
Yeah, and, like blows up in like, fire.
Oh, jelly bean!
Yeah, that's exactly what she looked like, Melody. Anyway, there's a little bit more.
Thank God.
So now that this has happened, I will be worried for 14 days whether or not the person who dropped this jelly bean into my food has any health issues related to the virus.
Okay, wait. Yes, but wouldn't you already have that worry either way? Like, what is it about the jelly bean specifically?
They popped it out of their mouth.
Yeah, is that what happened? Like, if that's what happened.
No, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You're right. Whoever was making the food. Well, because the jelly bean may have come from... It didn't come from within the...
But then where the fuck did it come from? Like, what?
Well,
I'm
that's
so
exactly
confused.
Right.
That's
like,
a good point.
Like,
it is scary.
Like, it could have come from someone's house or, like, someone's pocket. I don't know. Those are my only
I'm like,
two
where
options.
Do I keep my jelly beans? I keep them in my mouth. So,
just
yeah.
Just store them
that is
there,
scary.
Right?
You're
so
right.
If one pops out...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. We know how, like, obsessed... Washington is with, like, squirrels.
Right, true. Yeah,
so that's how they have their jelly beans
them.
In their little
Thank God
mouth
your
pocket.
Mask has, like, a little flap for mm-hmm. all the jelly beans that fall out.
And then my beak has a fan in it to keep me cold.
Oh, my God. Okay. What if we just kept our jelly beans in our plague mask beak?
That sounds like a great idea.
You just tilt it and eat. Okay, don't make that.
ASMR.
No, people don't like that. They get mad.
Christina, they get mad at us no matter what we do.
That's true. Okay. So as you can imagine, what thoughts have been running around in my mind? As for eating at Taco Bell again, well, definitely not during this pandemic, and most definitely not the one in Salmon Creek. And I think they need to step up their food handling protocol, and if it wasn't someone at their restaurant, then they should look closely to their distributors. And by the way, that was the manager's first excuse for this issue to me. He said he thinks it was probably the distributor that they get the tomatoes from. But I have a difficult time believing that it is the case here, to be honest. Did I do the right thing by calling him, or should I have let the health department know? Or what? I'm just not sure, and I have mixed thoughts about this. Because it could be just an isolated one-time issue, and I don't want the health department possibly closing the ability for drive-thru at this time. But then again, I don't want anyone else to be in the same dilemma I am in right now either if this were to happen again. Because I'm unclear and not real confident that the manager took this very seriously because he didn't appear too concerned about it, in my opinion. And it is my opinion, based on what he said and what he said he was going to do about handling it. If anything, at least I put this out here for you all to have knowledge of what happened from that restaurant. I am including a photo so you can also see it.
I need to see this photo.
It's just to you. It's so gross.
Oh my God.
It's a literal jelly bean. Like, you see it?
You know what? When she was talking about, like, oh, look at this cute little round tomato, I was like, what the heck? Like a bright red. And now I'm picturing it, looking at it, I'm like, yeah, like
it
I could.
Looks
it's so weird.
Like a little tomato.
I get it now.
But also, you can tell it's absolutely not a
exactly.
tomato.
Exactly. Like, you look at it for, like, you glance at it, definitely a tomato. You look at it for longer than 1 second. Oh my God, that's a jelly bean.
It's like startling how this would be in your chalupa. It's a pink, like, strawberry jelly bean. And the fact
what
that it's.
The fuck?
You know what? And, like, if someone dropped a jelly bean near their food, like, what are the odds it would be the exact color of the tomatoes, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. Yes, that's
it's not
so
just
true.
Like a black jelly bean that, like, and in the process.
Weirdly, that's why I kind of believe the manager who says that it's from the distributor.
Yeah.
Like something.
It just got mixed in or something.
But why? How? This is a fucking mystery,
guys. This is,
like, guys.
The biggest
this.
Mystery, and I just had to share it. So thank
Are
you,
we
Rebecca.
Are just going to, like, post this on our Instagram and be like, hey, guys, what's wrong with this picture?
I mean, we have to, right?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so follow us at Beach
Too
Sandy.
If you want to see a nasty,
this will have the least number of likes of any of our photos. But
if you want to see the nastiest chalupa of all time,
we're gonna fucking post it.
All right, your turn.
Wow,
thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca
and Melody. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, Melody. That actually is like
I would be freaked out too.
It was like kind of funny at first. Then I'm looking at this picture. I'm like, well, yeah.
You know what? It would have been funny a year ago. Right
yes.
now, it's not funny
yes.
at all.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, stay safe, everyone. All right, this is an email from Olivia. Olivia says, "Hi, friends. My ex recommended your podcast to me because he thought I complained a lot. Now, I've been listening since last fall and look forward to every episode."
Finally, you found your people.
I probably base the majority of my purchases off of reviews, so naturally, as I was looking for some disposable gloves, I had to read the reviews. Okay, so here is a review of Protect X Clear Vinyl Food Gloves, 4 mil thick. Mil? M-I-L?
Millimeter.
But who shortens millimeter to M-I-L?
Protect-X.
Protect-X does. Ideal for food prep and cleaning service. Disposable gloves, food safe or latex-free. 100 disposable gloves per box, powder-free, medium.
Mm.
Here is a review by Surya. 2 stars, titled Chinese Product. I'm sorry, Alexander, doing this.
You keep reading these ones.
"After receiving the item, I found that this product is made in China. I'm totally confused if I can wear it or not during this corona season. The extra large size exactly fits my hand. My height is 5'8", so I think the actual size is not XL. The quality feels like I'm wearing a dried up condom on my hand." End of review.
Oh my god!
See, it was a little bit more than just a reference to China.
Thank god, because those are getting old.
And I love how they're like, "I don't know if I can wear this. It fits great, though."
It fits me perfectly.
But like, that's so dumb. It fits me just like I imagined a dried up condom
and
would.
And I don't even have to imagine it, because that is what I was wearing before I bought these gloves. Also, a dried up, that's so gross.
Yeah, that is...
That is not the way you should be described. I would... Oh, I don't want to think about that any further.
Well...
Too late.
I don't know what to say, because I don't want to repeat it. So, yeah.
Too late.
You stop thinking about it.
That was pretty gnarly. I wonder if that... Olivia, did that... Which direction did you go after you read that review? Because my hope is, I'll pass, but, you know...
I mean, like I usually do. Let me check their cart. Oh, it looks like they have 10... In their cart. Weird.
10 boxes of condoms?
Oh, yeah. Ten boxes of these 100 disposable gloves. And I noticed that they recently removed condoms from their cart.
They were like, this will do instead.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Interesting Olivia, choice, Olivia.
What are you doing?
I like to think that they gave it 1 star for it being from China, and then they were like, "Oh, I'll give it that extra star for the dried up condom feeling."
Yeah, that very specific. I like to think they sat there for a while and went, "This feels so familiar. What does this feel
oh,
like?
God.
It's so familiar. I just can't put my finger on it, literally."
No.
And then they put their finger on a dried up condom and went, "Oh, right. That's the one." This is a gross show.
Okay. Continue, please.
This is an email from Marina, who says, "Hello again, quarantine cuties, a.k.a.
Yeah, we just talked to Marina.
Didn't we, though?
Marina was the one who suggested one wage.
Oh, that's right. The really long...
Marina's the one who...
The one fair wage emergency...
About the one fair wage, yeah.
Tipped and service worker fund.
Well, yeah, hello again, Marina.
Who sent the hand sanitizer spray email.
The pump.
The pump. Pump it close to your hand, Kelly. Okay. Anyway, Marina sent another email that says, "Hello again, quarantine cuties, a.k.a. Sibs Sheafs, a.k.a. the Sheafer Sissies." Whoa! "I hope you're all doing well. I don't know when or if you'll be doing another special quarantine ep. Well... But I simply had to send these to you. Disclaimer, these are not technically reviews, but rather a series of confusing emails I received from a customer who was desperately trying to order wine online from the winery I work at." So these are straight from the source.
Love this.
This is very exciting, by the way. I'm so amped about this one. "Background, I handle all the online customer service, logistics, IT stuff, so I'm the person who gets emailed when customers have technical issues ordering on our website. This woman had emailed me last week asking for suggestions, not technically what IT help is for, but I love wine, so I gave her some anyway. Also, I swear our site is working fine, so I don't know why she's having these issues. Now let me read to you the tales of..." Name redacted. What should we call her?
I'm looking at those sausages on that beer sign over there.
Yeah.
So I was going to say Weenie, but actually, can we call...
How about Winnie?
Winnie.
Winnie sounds like... person who's struggling with the internet.
Yeah.
"First email, April 11th. Dear Marina, I have written earlier thanking you for your response to my request for wine suggestions. Now that you had gone to great lengths to respond to my request for wine selection options, I wanted to place an order at my earliest opportunity. I am a night owl who often conducts her business in the middle of the night. When I attempted to place an order, the section where you make your selection and place your order would not open. The section has functioned properly in the past because I have had no trouble placing an order before. Also, between every sentence and, like, every punctuation, comma, or otherwise, there's, like, at least four spaces.
I can tell there's something weird going on here. Okay.
Is there a problem on your end, i.e. the site is overwhelmed by the volume of demand, the computer was turned off for the night, or perhaps was left in fax mode?
Is that a joke? Oh, no.
Your response to this inquiry is greatly appreciated. Peace and blessings, Winnie.
Aww.
Next day, second email, April 12th. Dear Marina, one could wonder what all the fuss is about. Why don't I just pop right over, grab a few bottles, make my purchases, and go my way? Which is exactly what I would do were I able. However, I am not. What I am is an oxygen-dependent woman.
Sorry. That's the quote of the year.
This is so wild. What I am is an oxygen-dependent woman of a certain age who lives in Baltimore, Maryland, without a car to pop right over to your Tacoma Park store to make my purchases. Additionally, I don't have a child nor chick. What does that mean?
A child nor chick? Christina, don't read too much into this.
Additionally, I don't have a child nor chick to guilt into making this happen for me. That's my story, Morning Glory.
I love Winnie.
Winnie is already drunk, and I'm so happy. That's my story, Morning Glory. Had I not previously, and much to my delay, ordered by mail, I would be wondering if I were downloading this from the Twilight Zone. However, I did place and received an order and had every reason to look forward to doing so again. I don't know if my computer is at fault. After all, it, like myself, is of a certain age. Perhaps it is worn out with the volume of pandemic-generated emails with which it has been inundated. I don't know what is going on. Well, yeah, we figured that much.
That's okay, when you're doing your best.
I also don't know what's going on. However, I tried to use the HTTPS address you provided and still was brought up to a page listing all the wines that didn't allow me to highlight a selection and have it placed in the cart for purchase. Not to worry. I haven't reached the point in life to be designated a person of a certain age without facing issues and successfully navigating challenges. Therefore, I will continue to try to purchase from your site. I consider it rude, crude, and obnoxious to get through life's vicissitudes without an assuring glass of good vino to keep things in perspective.
This is a what?
I am Winnie, and Winnie is me.
This is amazing, but I don't know what's going on, but I love it.
Impeccable vibes only.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for all you've done and for producing a wine that is well worth the effort. Peace and blessings, Winnie. Marina says, that's all I have, and hopefully she has figured out the site and it will stay that way. Thanks, you guys, for putting out great content. Cheers, Marina.
Thanks for introducing us to Winnie.
I need updates on Winnie.
Yeah, seriously.
ASAP, because I just love that Winnie is of a certain age. And, like, I don't know what.
We'll just have Winnie episodes each week.
I love a Winnie update. Yeah, let's do it. A weekly Winnie-sode. Hold on.
Maybe too far.
Marina, I appreciate it. Please let me know if Winnie ever emails
again. We're
going
to get Marina fired.
No, we're not. No, we're not. I just want to know more about Winnie.
I mean, I do too. We should have Winnie on the show, ideally, but...
Ideally, but her computer is still on fax
mode. We've also said that about many people, and no one has... No. None of those people have reached out for
and
comment.
And we have not reached out to any of them either,
well, no,
so...
Well, no, because we're scared.
Yeah. She is set on fax mode if you don't
that's what remember.
So I think we were going to have to fax her to reach her.
Okay, yeah. We'll send Winnie faxing. Faxes are coming your way. Mm-hmm. Coming in hot. All right, I've got a last one for us. This is from Gina. Gina says, the new quarantine-based episodes have really been getting me through the hard times lately. I thought I'd pitch in some content I found on Amazon. And you know how... I've been giving you some mean, bad reviews.
Yes.
Let's end on a positive note, huh?
Thank God.
So these are reviews for Fisker's Crafts 9523709J Rotary Sewing Cutting Set 3-Piece Gray. So it's like a fabric cutting set, basically.
Okay. I used to have Fisker's scissors like that. I think had like shape ones. Maybe that's not right. But Fisker sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's for like...
Like shears.
Well, yeah. This is like a whole crafting, like for fabric and like getting them in a certain shape. And you'll see why it's relevant.
Masks, I assume. Okay.
So here's some 5-star reviews. First one is from Elizabeth. 5 stars, titled Speeds Up Cutting Fabric. I'm sewing masks for healthcare workers, and this really speeds up the process. And I can make sure I'm getting straight lines. So much easier than trying to mark and cut with scissors. End of review. Dawn says, 5 stars, beginner, sewing made easy. I picked this up to help with mask making. Have never sewed in my life, but this makes the cutting of material so easy a beginner can do it.
Oh, Dawn.
End of review. And that's what Gina says.
Thank you.
Gina says, I especially like the reviews from absolute beginners like Dawn.
Who are making masks great
who
again.
Who are like picking things up and like, you know what? I'm going to make a difference. So good on you guys.
So, I'm going to make a fashion statement.
Is that what you're going to do?
Well, you know how they said that the masks were fashion statements.
Yeah. So, but you, that's what you
no,
want.
No, that's
you,
what Dawn's going to
do. Oh, that's what Dawn's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only fat for fashion, though.
Yeah. Strictly if you know Dawn fashion. As well as I do, you know he is all about that fashionista lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Spelled D-A-W-N, so.
Oh, I thought it was Dawn, like no. A middle-aged dude. That's what I had pictured in my head.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Well, we could be presumptuous about whatever we want.
I know. So. Oh, well. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening.
Well, that just kind of like fizzled. Okay.
I had built an entire like character in my head.
Well, it all fizzled Grandpa like Dawn. It always does.
Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I really appreciate you checking in with us on our next Corona episode.
Yeah.
If you find any reviews, whether they're, we like positive ones too, related to this crisis, since there are definitely very unique reviews out right
definitely.
Now, send them our way and we can hopefully, you know, find some light in the midst of all this troubling darkness.
Yeah, our email is beach2sandy@gmail.com. Feel free to follow us on social media to see pictures of jelly beans at Beach2Sandy.
If that's not going to convince you, I don't know what will.
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. Anyway, yeah. We're about to hop up to do our live stream with our patrons, but we will see you on Wednesday for our regularly scheduled programming.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.